Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, January 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks move higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 186 points, or about 0.6%, to close at 33,704. The S&P 500 was up 27 points, or 0.7%, and the NASDAQ finished 107 points, or 1% higher. Inflation remains a key focus for investors. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said today that the central bank is strongly committed to lowering inflation, even though interest rate increases to restrain economic growth could fuel political blowback. Meanwhile, J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon speculated the Fed may need to raise interest rates to 6% to fight inflation. The benchmark rate is currently just below 4.5%. Among individual stocks, shares of Coca-Cola and PepsiCo were each down about 0.8%. The FTC is investigating whether the companies violated a law that prohibits suppliers from offering advantageous prices to favored customers or to customers in a specific geographic market, according to people familiar with the matter. Shares of cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase rose 13% after the company said it would eliminate around 20% of its staff and enact broad cost cuts. The stock plummeted more than 80% in 2022. Retailer Bed Bath & Beyond shares jumped 28% after the company said it plans to accelerate cost cuts as it struggles to remain solvent. In commodity markets, Brent crude, the international oil benchmark, was up 0.6% to $80.10 a barrel. Also, the U.S. Energy Information Administration said worldwide consumption of liquid fuels, such as gasoline and diesel, could reach all-time highs in 2024 as the pandemic recedes and the Chinese economy fully reopens. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.